No president, not me, not any of my predecessors, no one could have fully repaired all the damage that he found in just 4 years. But he has laid the foundations for a new, modern, successful economy. And if you will renew the president's contract, you will feel it. Whether the American people believe what I just said or not, maybe the whole election, I just want you to know that I believe it. With all my heart, I believe it.
So, hey, Warren Ballantyne, we got Warren Ballantyne on the phone. Warren, good morning.
What's up, Ricky Smiley? What is going on, brother?
I was so damn hyped. I could not even text you last night. I was in front of my TV with tears in my eyes because Bill Clinton, he laid it out. And everybody forget that this man is a lawyer. And that man, he rebutted everything that they said in Tampa. Warren, you were there on the floor, right?
Yes, I was on the floor. Let me tell you something, Ricky. The place, it was almost like he was Michael Jackson. And people were mesmerized. But I'm glad you just said what you said about him being a lawyer. Because what's interesting is right before the speech, I was doing a television hit. And they said, what do you expect to hear from Bill Clinton? I said, look, I'm an attorney. And what we deal with is facts. And I said, he's going to break down the facts.
Yes, he did.
All these things. And that's exactly what he did. He went through step by step and showed how the Republicans was lying. And look, the most powerful thing that happened last night was what you just played. When he said, look, it doesn't matter who was president. Walking into this, they weren't going to fix this in 4 years. And they needed to hear that. And something else happened last night that was crucially important. He broke down how they hate this president. He said, look, they don't hate him.
Wait a minute, Warren. Let me stop you right there. Warren, he said, I couldn't believe that he said it, but he said it. And
yes.
He called him out. He said, they hate this president. And he said that he had to work with a lot of Republicans in the Clinton Foundation and everything that he's doing now. But why is it that, and Al Sharpton said it on MSNBC as well, that this type of hatred right here is totally different from the Republican Party when Bill Clinton was president, Warren?
Well, I think Bill did something that everybody else has been afraid to do, and he can do it because now he's a third party. He's not running for anything. He told the truth. He said, look, they hate this president for one reason, and this is why they're trying to stop minorities and young people from voting. He broke it all the way down. I mean, I used to tell my clients when I was actively in court, I can either be a poodle or a bulldog, meaning that I can handle the opposition with soft gloves, or I can be on attack mode.
There you go.
Last night, he was both of them. He was a poodle and a bulldog.
Oh, yeah. And it made me happy, man. When he came out on Fleetwood Mac, it brought back the wonderful memories of the first time when I was working on the Bill Clinton campaign.
Yep.
Going from door to door, making sure he got elected. I went from door to, man, that was the first campaign I worked on. It made me proud to be a Democrat. And a lot of people say, you're just Democrat because you're black. Bill Clinton is one of the main reasons I got into politics. I love Bill Clinton. That's the first politician I just fell in love with.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, last night, the people in the building, everybody in the streets afterwards, I mean, Ricky, it's right now between Michelle Obama, Juan Castro, Bill Clinton, Democrats are charged up. On my national show yesterday morning, Ricky, my very first caller was a white woman who was 45 years old. She said, Warren, I'm a Democrat. I was not voting for President Obama. After Michelle Obama gave that speech, we are in our car driving to Charlotte from Columbus, Ohio, to participate in the event. Now, I'm eager to hear what people are going to be saying today, because I've already looked at Twitter and the blogs and stuff like that. And what's sad about all this is that the Republicans are trying to say, well, it's clear that Bill Clinton showed how President Obama hasn't been doing what he's supposed to do. But what he did was say, look, yeah, we are better off in these last 4 years. You guys have lied, and these are the facts right here. And when he said arithmetic, oh, my God,
yeah.
The place went crazy. The place went nuts. Because he was like, this is so simple.
Hey, Warren, listen to this.
Are we where we want to be today? No. Is the president satisfied? Of course not. But are we better off than we were when he took office? When President Barack Obama took office, the economy was in free fall. It had just shrunk 9.4% of GDP. We were losing 750 50,000 jobs a month. Are we doing better than that today? The answer is yes.
And Warren, this is a comedian Special K, man. Let me just interject in here. You talked about him mentioning arithmetic. He called out Mitt Romney specifically for that bogus economic plan that he's trying to put forward. And he laid it out to people who don't even understand politics how the Romney economic plan just does not add up and will not work. And they won't give specifics of how they're going to do the things they say they're going to do until, you know, they say, well, we'll tell you how we're going to do it after the election, what loopholes we're going to close, what tax loopholes we're going to close. When he called him out on the arithmetic, I think that
number,
the high point
and that Ryan, and that number, that $750 billion. Yeah, dollars.
The Medicare number?
Right.
Yeah, when he called out Paul Ryan for his economic plan, which takes that same $716 billion that they've been trying to say that President Obama stole from Medicare, and he laid that out also.
Explained it in detail, Warren.
You know, I'm gonna say this. What he did was simply say, okay, let's look at everything that they're accusing this man of doing, and let's look at the facts. And these are the facts right here. The $716 billion, Paul Ryan has that same budget line in his budget.
Yes.
However, President Obama, he took the money not from the people who needed it, but from the wealthy people, the corporations who were making money off of these people, charging them too much money. And then he took the money and gave it back to the people to close the donut hole for the senior citizens. Then he said, look, let's really break this down. Mitt Romney, you're talking about, you got this plan. The math doesn't add up. It's impossible. You would have to cut. He would, for Mitt Romney's plan, I've actually read his plan. For his plan to work, he would have to cut literally every program we have on the books as a government by 40%. Every program for it to work. So it doesn't add up because you can't do that. And then when he broke down Medicaid, because a lot of people don't understand the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. When he broke down Medicaid, for everybody who's a political junkie, they were jumping through the roof in the building because nobody had talked about it, because that is going to affect people who have autism and disabilities and things like that. So you're not talking about just elderly people. You're talking about young people. You're talking about people
right.
who are disadvantaged. And nobody had brought that up. So I mean, last night, Bill Clinton was spectacular. That's the only word you can use, spectacular.
And I like the way he did it, man. He dissected all of their accusations and proved that it was just an illusion.
I want to say one other thing. For everybody who's watching these conventions, for everybody out there who's listening, and to all the young people, if this doesn't get you motivated to want to be a part of do something different. And, you know, for all the women, it started off with Michelle. If you were a woman in this country after seeing Michelle, you should be fired up and ready to go. After hearing Bill Clinton dispel the lies. He didn't just address them. He dispelled them.
I'm talking about this man. Oh, my God, man. I was so damn excited. I went on Twitter and went crazy, and I was tweeting in all caps. I lost my mind. I forgot how much. And you know what I love about Bill Clinton? I know we got to go. He have always, even when he was president, stood up like a damn man to them damn Republicans. He always done it. He is one of the greatest presidents of all time. Hey, if you want to send your money in, go to BarackObama.com. We need campaign contribution. We need to be able to run ads to dispel the lies that they're putting on him. Go to BarackObama.com or 1-866-MY-VOTE-1. That's 1-866-MY-VOTE-1, BarackObama.com. Love you, Warren.
Love you, guys.
Blue
fire.
You must vote and you must reelect President Barack.